Good morning, and good afternoon. Good morning. It feels like morning. Good afternoon, and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. No, it ain't. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 18th day of May, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 56 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 59 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, so it must be a little cloudy out there. Ain't had a chance to look. I've been pretty busy this morning. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary here. Biden threatens, quote, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. Ooh, that's a fucking threat. That's a fucking threat now. It's just, how do we meet fucking threats? And we'll talk about that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Biden threatens. Well, the deadhead, that son of a bitch, I mean, he couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. He can barely get on and off the stage, and he's threatening people. Oh, he's threatening people with his fucking Blackwater USA corporate enforcers that are unlawful under the 9th article of We the People's fucking law. And, well, we'll see what kind of threats he's throwing at us here. This is from Summit News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Joe Biden issued a threat Monday that those who choose not to get vaccinated against coronavirus will, quote, end up paying the price. Isn't that coercion? Threat and coercion for an experimental drug that, well, it's... Again, tough to talk about because, you know, it was outlawed at the Hague, at the Nuremberg trials. It was outlawed to experiment on fucking the population. You can't fucking do it. And when they first started this shit, you all will remember, they said, oh, it does have to be voluntary. Oh, but if you don't volunteer, you see, this is that same shit with the fucking income taxes. Supposed to be voluntary. This is how they've played the fucking game for so many years, and we the people have just fucking, you know what, we've let it happen. We've taken it. We've let them take shit from us. We've let them fucking push us around. We've let them fuck with us, and it's time to put an end to this shit. During a speech about vaccine distribution, Biden stated, quote, if the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and others unvaccinated. See, that's where their vaccine shit fucking always folds in on them. Because then now they're coming, oh, the vaccine, if you got the vaccine, you can't catch it. If you can't catch it, if you can't catch it from me, what the fuck do you care if I have a mask on or what I fucking do? You took the shot, you're safe, right? And I seen one comment this morning, I can't remember who it was from, maybe enemy of the state, it was one of the fellows of talking about, oh, this is going to be their civil war, the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Better hope it ain't a prolonged war, hadn't they? Which it won't be. Because the people are getting sick and dying fucking left and fucking right, and that's, they can't get nobody else to take that shit. So now they're gonna try, you're gonna threaten me, King George? I mean, fucking Joe's dead in the head, Biden. I mean, to even put that son of a bitch on the stage is an insult to a fucking, anybody who ever thought this fucking country was anything but the shithole that they've turned it into. Unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up. May see the progress reversed. And it's this threat. Quit threatening me, motherfucker. You threaten me, I fucking drill your ass. You understand it? I'm a free fucking man. I do as I goddamn well please. I have my liberty. You cannot force me to do anything. You do not have the jurisdictional authority, and you can't get it. All you can do is send armed thugs to fucking fight me to the death. You want war. Well, you're gonna fucking get it, asshole. And it ain't gonna turn out like you fucking think it is, because we're not all walking around with our fucking pants hanging down over by our fucking knees with our dirty ass shorts hanging out. There's fucking men out here that'll fucking rip your asses apart. And it looks to me like the military, the people in the military, they're going to be making some decisions of their own as they're being threatened. In fact, well, the bottom line is that's another illegal corporation that can't fucking exist. You know, so I think their people are figuring it out, man. This ain't for what's best for the people. This is what's best for a corporation. This is what's best for the bottom fucking line for the international elite. This is what's going to make them the most fucking money. Vaccination. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price, Biden then added. Yeah, what's the price, bitch? What's the price? Bring the fucking goddamn price. You'll see what the price is for fucking violating the supreme law of this fucking land of December 15, 1791, and you're in gross fucking violation. You are fucking treasonous, and you are seditious. And that both will get you fucking hung or shot, because you are not going to relieve us of our fucking liberty. We are a free fucking people. We're going to stay that way. You know what? I've never done anything these motherfuckers have said. Fuck them. That's what it's been my fucking response. Fuck you. And sooner or later, you're going to have to put up or shut the fuck up, man. Because we're getting, you know, this shit here. How many months have we been, bringing the same shit to the fucking radio world? They're going to do this. They're going to do that. You're going to get to fucking doing it. You know, the British were going to fucking confiscate the fucking weapons at Concord. The munitions stash at fucking Concord. They were going to. And, you know, they didn't just come in fucking wagons and fucking, you know, a pistol or two or something just because they were fucking military. They came to fucking fight. And that's what these pricks are doing. They're coming to fucking, you want to fucking fight? We'll fucking fight you. I'd rather die on my feet and live on my fucking knees, and I will have my rights as spelled out, exactly as spelled out in the fucking Bill of Rights, which is that law from 1791, December 15th. You fucking break our law, there's going to be a fucking price. How about that? Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. You come fucking with our bill of, you come and fucking try to take my goddamn rights away from me. You criminal son of a bitches come and try to fucking coerce me, push me, shove me, nudge me. Any way I don't want to go, I'll fucking fight you. Of course, many unvaccinated people have recovered from the virus and so are naturally immune, and choosing not to take the vaccine that is by definition experimental. See, I mean, they throw it right in your fucking face there. Choosing. That means there's a choice. But now, if you don't make the right choice, we're going to fucking hurt you. We're going to cause you problems. We're coming after you. We're the fucking mafia, don't you know? It's time to get the fucking mafia out of our fucking country and make it a fucking free republic again, with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. It's time to live fucking free of a fucking tyrannical fucking, insurgency is all you can fucking call it. Because it is an occupation, and it is an attempt to fucking replace the goddamn people here. It is to recolonize with fucking third world slave fucking labor, because we got the richest country on planet Earth, and the son of a bitch belongs to us. And on paper, you can't fucking touch it. All we have to do is back that fucking paper with some fucking balls and with some fucking bullets. I'm telling you, just a bunch of us busted loose. These fuckers would run. I'm telling you, they're shit. No matter, these people are the threat, apparently. See, and I've been heard people talking about, being picked on by the fucking maskers. Come fucking pick on me, you bitch. Picked on by that guy. You ain't wearing a fuck you. They say, fuck you. I ain't wearing no fucking mask, you fucking communist. That's my fucking reply. There's the fucking door. Get outside, motherfucker. We'll settle this. See, I told you guys a long time ago, we'd come down to goddamn Walmart. Some with judicial authority over you. A fucking employee of a fucking corporation. We got another article here that we're going to go to. Kind of emphasizes that. Let me see which one I want here. Oh, yeah, here we go. I like this. Biden plans expansion of, quote, feds or a feds army of snitches in dollars for collars program. They always got their little slogans. The Patriot Act that takes away your fucking fourth article in violation of the fucking law. Fucking complete criminality. There's no arguing it. They know they can't argue it. That's why they won't allow it to be brought up in the fucking mainstream propaganda machine. Hey, if you fucking think you got that authority, oh, come and argue it. Show me that fucking authority that trumps the fucking ninth article of the fucking ratified law of we the people ratified by our representatives. As opposed to your fucking constitution ratified by your fucking lackeys that you appointed to fucking ratify it. And your fucking 14th Amendment. Again, without authority to even write it. To say it was fucking treason. To say you were going to fucking remove the republic and replace it with a fucking corporation. Fucking treason. You can't do it under the ninth article was fucking put in place. It protected it all. And it is, and the Bill of Rights is a separate document, and it is fucking in full fucking force across this country. It was before it was ever attached as amendments to that fucking phony-ass fucking Constitution. This is from American Conservative. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. The Biden administration may soon recruit an army of private snoops to conduct surveillance that would be illegal if done by the federal agents. So you what the fuck do you think that you can fucking spy on people? They see they're trying to act like the only thing that the Bill of Rights applies to is the government. That's fucking bullshit. That is our fucking, that's our goddamn common law in this goddamn country. It applies to every son of a bitch in this country. And fucking, you think you form a corporate collective and you have collective power. You can't. It's mano y mano. And it is fucking set in fucking stone, and that ninth article says fucking it's there to stay and you can't never remove it. You can try. You've removed the common law courts. You thought that that was the only move you'd have to make, and then you could just fucking just sleaze the people into a fucking, to turn it, everybody turn it into a fucking pervert or a fucking transy or what might have, just demoralize the whole country, and then they just lay down their fucking arms and let the fucking communists roll on in. Well, it ain't happening, is it? Illegal if a federal agent does it. That means that the federal agent wasn't granted the authority and you don't have the fucking authority to spy on me. Let me catch you fucking spying on me. Yeah, and I'll show you some tricks. You'll turn around, you'll think you're looking at me and I'll be right behind your fucking ass and I will fuck you so fucking up, man, that your own mother won't recognize. I'll do it. I'll stomp your fucking ass. Make no mistake about it. So they're talking here dollars. Let's go on with this. As part of its war on extremism, the Department of Homeland Security (DHS) may exploit a quote legal workaround. A legal workaround. See, we got a way around that fucking procedural due process that you have to even fucking. I mean, you can't fucking come on, peeping Tom. See what I would do to a fucking peeping Tom. Give her a go. Legal workaround. There is no such fucking thing. There is no workaround the fucking absolute law of this fucking country. And you're going to find it out the hard way, I guess, because you're too fucking stupid. No, you're not too stupid. You know exactly what you're fucking doing. You just know that you're going to get fucking hurt and hurt bad. And you're going to have to march out into the fucking ocean and swim for it. To legal workaround to spy on a potentially and potentially entrap Americans who are perpetuating the narrative of concern, CNN reported last week. But federal informant programs routinely degenerate into dollars for callers, people. Dollars for callers. And it's not, you know, like calling in. It's like call, you know, like the cops. They get I got a caller. Because they have to have their own fucking terminology for their private fucking security forces, which are unlawful under the 9th article of the people's fucking law, the Bill of Rights. Dollars for callers. I mean, well, maybe when they start finding these motherfuckers fucking ripped all the fucking pieces with a dollar shoved in their fucking mouth, they'll get the fucking hint. Hey, man, you're taking on a fucking dangerous occupation, motherfucker. The money better be worth it to you. I catch you fucking trying to spy on me. One of you citizens. I will so fuck you up that you, like I said, your own mother won't fucking recognize you. I'll beat the dog shit out of you. Dollars for collars, huh? Schemes that reward scoundrels for fabricating crimes and destroying the lives of innocent Americans. Well, you might do that to some fucking Americans, but you're all out. I mean, just like with the COVID shots, you ain't got 50% fucking vaccine. You ain't got 40 fucking percent. I look at the county fucking things. It's 12, 13, 10. And then they say, well, actually it's 30% for, the whole fucking, some of the states and stuff. It's only 30%, but you keep coming up with this 60%. Well, you know, it takes fucking actual people to make up a 60%. And in the first place, you'd have to know how many fucking people there are, wouldn't you? And you don't have a goddamn clue. You can put out your fucking census. Are you counting 100 million fucking illegals in here? Are you counting them all? Are you counting every fucking body? Because there are people who are not going to go for this fucking shit, man. You want to get rough in the fucking streets, man. That's where we come from. We come from them fucking streets. You want to, some punk try to set us up. You mean, oh boy, who? Go ahead and get that job. I hope it pays good money. You get that fucking job. And you go for it, you son of a bitches. Schemes that reward scoundrels. And that's what they fucking are. You're treasonous, scoundrelous pieces of shit. And just for fucking spying on us, for the fucking unlawful corporation, you are unlawful corporate fucking spies. And being as you've declared war on us, well, we all know what happens to fucking spies, don't we? Oh. Now listen to this. The DHS would allow the Department of, to circumvent constitutional and legal limits. Circumvent. How do you under what authority are you going to circumvent? I mean, they won't say that fucking Bill of Rights. I mean, the people just throw that fucking Constitution away. Get you a copy of the Bill of Rights because that's the only fucking law there is in this goddamn land. These motherfuckers are fucking invaders. They're occupiers. And they're going to have to fucking go and we're going to have to separate the wheat from the chaff. We're going to have to get this fucking shit done. Let's see, where were we here? Destroy the lives of innocents. The DHS plan would allow the department to circumvent. How dumb? No, don't answer that question. I shouldn't even ask it anymore. You got 12 to 20% dumb motherfuckers out there, and they've took the shot. They've done everything you fucking told them. Hell, they do flips for you and roll over like a fucking dog. But the rest of us ain't going to do it. You are going to have to fucking fight us in a fucking war. And the war has already begun. You've already killed a lot of our fucking people, and we're not fucking very happy about it. And you think that you're going to fucking circumvent our right to due process of the law, which cannot be touched. You cannot have the authority to circumvent it. Get that through your fucking head. Read the 9th article. You break that fucking law, you fucking die. You're fucking exercising a foreign fucking jurisdiction on our fucking property here. And we will not fucking allow for it. We will not allow ourselves to be subjugated and enslaved. That King George, man, he thought he could do it, didn't he? Baddest ass army on the fucking planet. Thought he could fucking do it, didn't he? Didn't know that American, fuck you. I would rather be fucking dead than be a fucking slave. Got it? And I'm not gonna die quietly. I'm gonna try not to die at all. I'm gonna try and kill every fucking one of you motherfuckers. For trying to enslave me. For a fucking gross violation of the supreme law of the fucking people of this land. Of our jurisdiction. Of our right to rule over ourselves. Of our autonomy. Let's see here where we've perpetuating dollars for call, okay. Circumvent the constitutional and legal limits. You know, how do you circumvent a limit? That means you pass the limit. When you pass the limit, you broke the fucking law. You committed treason and you committed fucking sedition and you got a fucking rope waiting for you. If you're not marched out into the goddamn sea on surveillance of private citizens, I'm not a fucking citizen to begin with. I'm not one of your fucking 14th Amendment fucking subjects. I'm a fucking individual free sovereign national of the United States of these Americas, and you don't have any goddamn authority over me, and you can't tell my neighbor he can fucking spy on me and pay me. Let me catch you, son of a bitch. Let me catch you. And I'm a sneaky son of a bitch. You'll find out how sneaky. Where were we here? We were circumventing, that was it, on surveillance of private citizens and department, to circumvent constitutional legal limits. Okay, groups. Okay, federal agencies are prohibited from targeting individuals solely for First Amendment protected speech and activities. Oh, you mean they can't come and fucking spy on you and shit because you're exercising a fucking right? No! Who came up with that? Where does that come from? Why don't you quote your source? Who in the hell did this? American conservatives. Why didn't you quote your source? What is your source? That'd be the fucking Bill of Rights. That would be the ratified fucking absolute law of this goddamn land. To be enforced by we the people. So that no tyrannical fucking government will ever fucking rule us as subjects. That's what it was put there for. That's what it will be used for. DSA will be ramping up a war against an enemy which the feds have never clearly or competently defined, according to the March report by Biden's Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Domestic violent extremists. Now listen to who's included in this. Domestic violent extremists include individuals who, quote, take overt steps to violently resist or facilitate the overthrow of the U.S. government in support of their belief that the U.S. government is purposely exceeding a constitutional authority. What did they just say in the previous fucking goddamn statement? Circumvent the Constitution. You can circumvent the Constitution all you fucking want, but you try to circumvent that Bill of Rights, you're breaking the fucking law, the people's law, which you have no jurisdiction in. You have no authority to fucking even think about it. And if a private motherfucker wants to try it, a private motherfucker's gonna get a private fucking beating for it. You've taken away our courts. We have the right to exercise our second article fucking protections and protect our fucking, our law and our way of life, our liberty and our freedom and our property. Watch and see. Perhaps like setting up a private informant scheme to evade constitutional I love this fucking shit. Perhaps like setting up a private informant scheme. Listen how these fucking dog shit eating bastards are talking. Scheme to evade constitutional restrictions on warrantless surveillance. Oh, really? A scheme to break the law. This is fucking the mafia talking to you, people. Any new informant hired by the Biden administration will operate under the same perverse incentives that have long subverted due process. Yeah, they sure will. See, they're talking about subverting your due process. Because they do not have the authority to do this shit. They're just, we're circumventing what we're doing. No, you motherfuckers are committing treason and sedition, and you're going to fucking pay for it. You're either going to be shot on the field, or you're going to be hung after your fucking trial. Yeah, this shit ain't going to, we know it ain't going to stop, and we're not going to, we don't really got to worry about the vax people, because we know there ain't that goddamn many of them. But I mean, I know you'll tell them they're completely empowered. That ain't, doesn't change anything when somebody busts you in the fucking nose with every pound they got in them and fucking breaks your fucking nose and blacks both your fucking eyes, does it? Because you accosted them without fucking jurisdictional authority. You blocked my fucking way. You blocked my way, I'll try to step right, you step in front of me, boom, down you go. That's my fucking right. That's my fucking law. That is the law of my people. You do not impede another's progress. That is fucking, that is seizing me without due process of the fucking law. You do not have a warrant. You do not have a writ. You do not have a judgment from a common law court. And that's the only thing that I'm required to fucking even recognize in the world of in the autonomy that I am fucking guaranteed within that Bill of Rights. And the ninth article says you cannot ever have the power to fucking deny or discourage. Do you know what the words deny and discourage? You're trying to discourage that fucking right by trying to circumvent the fucking law. Well, give it a fucking go. Get on it. But you people, I'm telling you, you see somebody fucking spying on you? Man, be sneaky. Get that son of a bitch. Make sure you're wearing your mask so you wouldn't want to give them COVID. And fucking beat the fuck out of them. Subvert due process. Informants tend to be rewarded based on how much assets they help government seize. Listen to this. Help government seize. Now you're fucking violating the fifth article, seizing people's property without due process of the fucking law. Never fucking anything filed in the common law courts, which is fucking required by the fourth article. And that is the goddamn law. The people's law, ratified by we the people, the supreme jurisdiction in this goddamn country. That's what law we say you gotta follow, motherfucker. We're not your fucking dogs, we're fucking individual free sovereigns, and you and I know you hate it. But we are on a par with the crown heads of fucking Europe. Nobody fucking tells us what to do. You better have gone through that whole fucking procedure, and I mean, every fucking bit of it. And you better have gotten rid of that corporation and that 14th Amendment before you fucking do. Because that is an act of war against we the people, plain and fucking simple. It can be called nothing else in reality. On how many people they help prosecute and condemn. Well, you're going to see about that. If people are going to just, I'm just going to surrender myself to you because, well, you're you. You really think so? You got some goddamn comeuppance to fucking face first. You're not coming here to do shit to me, but fucking fight me. Because I'm not gonna fucking play your fucking game. I'm not gonna go into your goddamn star chamber. You know, the admiralty, the dreaded admiralty is what your fucking founders called these motherfuckers. The dreaded admiralty and their fucking snitching ass fucking Jew spy bitches. When you come, you're coming to fight. You better realize that. And you become one of these private people maybe you could get it put on your license plate. I spy or some kind of shit like that. We'll see what happens to your ass. Because when this shit comes down, man, they ain't gonna have enough people to fucking investigate. There's gonna be piles of you motherfuckers. You come fucking with us. Come on. As a 2019 report by the American Bar Association noted, the financial incentive to make cases against others may be much greater than the personal integrity of the informants. You have no fucking integrity. You are committing treason. You are violating the fucking law. And violation of that law will get a rope around your neck or a bullet through your fucking head, because we have the absolute right to enforce it to the letter. Come up on the goddamn TV and show the Bill of Rights and tell them, wad it up. Tell them you don't have no rights. Do it. I dare you. Come on, fucker Carlson. You, Mr. Fucking, I will tell anything. You won't tell that, will you? Do it, you bitch! You fucking punk! A report by the Justice Department Office of Inspector General slammed the Drug Enforcement Agency for failing to document the reliability of informants. You rat motherfuckers, man. Remember, when I was young, I tell you, fuck that. You call somebody a rat, if they don't fight, they might as well leave town. Yeah, I mean, that was the lowest of the fucking low. We weren't here, we didn't have homosexuals or anything here, but that was the lowest of the fucking low. To be a fucking rat. To fucking tell. And see, they started it when they fucking pumped the fucking methamphetamines in here. The fucking government pumped it in here to fuck everybody up because that shit just puts people clear out of their goddamn minds. And then they fucking, of course they're going to go steal or do whatever they have to get their fucking next fix. And then when they get caught, all you got to do, we'll let you back out on the street. Are you really wanting that dope? You really wanting a hit of that dope, aren't you? Yeah. Well, give us some information. I mean, we're in a fucking, you're in goddamn communist fucking Russia. You're in the old Soviet Union. Like I said, we're going fucking backwards here, people. These people want to fucking play this game. You better believe it's going to be full contact, motherfuckers. Who helped the DEA to confiscate billions of dollars of private property in violation of the fifth article and no fucking due process of the fucking law. This is fucking what the due process of the law was made to fucking prevent. It's just like fucking Trump coming up there and saying, well, we'll take the guns first, then we'll give them the due process of the law. You just don't understand what them fucking words mean, do ya? It means you have to go through a process to get to an end result. You don't just go to the end result and then go to do the process to see if you could do what you did. To see if you didn't have the authority, so you're already fucked. You already committed a goddamn crime. You did it without gaining the authority through the fucking procedural due process guaranteed to every American national in this country and fucking guaranteed can never be changed by the 9th article of the People's Bill of Fucking Rights. Plain and simple. The DEA paid informants $237 million between 2010 and 2015, including $25 million shoveled out to only 9 informants. DEA's best paid informants. This is a son of a bitch. What are you going to do with them? What are you going to do with some motherfucker like this? What were you going to do some motherfucker that would fucking, deny you your goddamn rights and as a criminal act, commit a criminal act on you and deny you your fucking rights? What are you going to do to that son of a bitch? Listen to this shit. Informant Andrew Chambers. So we know Andrew Chambers Jr. This is how much this motherfucker got tons of fucking money. He's a fucking rat. I wonder why Bill Gates fucking walks our fucking streets and Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of those pricks. These fuckers are walking your streets. What happened to America? I mean, somebody got fucking outed as a fucking goddamn snitch or a rat. That motherfucker didn't go out in public. He stayed fucking hid. But then, like I said, with the fucking methamphetamine, they made it a natural thing. They pull somebody over in a fucking car here, and they could just come up to the window, and they catch him with the fucking dope, and they just, right there at the window, just give him a list of names, and who's got this, who's got that, and fucking just rat fucking people out, man. They don't get back, go on down the road. I guess it wasn't illegal for you to have, now in the state of Oregon, I guess you can have heroin, any goddamn thing you want, so the fucking ratting's kind of backed off on that, but we can use that ratting shit for fucking to try to tell, you know what? I ain't vaxxed and I ain't getting vaxxed. Write it down. Henry Shively ain't vaxxed. Henry Shively ain't getting vaxxed. Now there's your one snitch you don't fucking need. And I'm gonna do as I goddamn well please so long as I'm not violating any other American national's rights. Got it? I'm an individual, free, sovereign national. You have no jurisdictional authority over me, and you can't get any because you took the only fucking courts away that could grant it over me. Because I know who I fucking am, and I know who you fucking are. 237 DEA's best paid informant, Andrew Chambers Jr., was found to have given Oh, false testimony under oath in at least 16 criminal prosecutions nationwide, and they were not criminal prosecutions. They could not be criminal prosecutions because the fucking government, even under the original constitution, they never had no authority to arrest and prosecute people. Only we the people did. That's why we were called self-ruled. We were the first people who did self-rule. Only we could arrest. Remember the day? Some of you, maybe some of the younger people have never fucking heard it, and they just cannot understand it because they never heard of it. But it was in the day. You can remember, you had to sign a complaint even after they worked the admiralty in, and they had the DA and everybody there. You know, the fucking DA that couldn't be there that was a part of the creation of the first Congress in violation of the fifth article of that brand new Constitution. First thing they did was violate the son of a bitch. And that cocksucker George Washington fucking signed the fucking, put his John Henry on that fucking treason too. You are not the fucking superior jurisdiction in this country. You are not the original jurisdiction in this country. How could you be the original jurisdiction if we had to grant you authority, dumbass? How fucking dumb? I almost said it again, didn't I? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Take your break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now, the first thing you're going to say is to be or not or to be. It's going to come up in a second. You
to be or not to be, to free or not to free, to crawl or not to crawl, fuck all those perfect people, to sleep or not to sleep, creep or not to creep. And some can't remember what others recall. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. No, I'm not talking about you. To stand or not to stand, to plan or not to plan, to stall or not to stall, fuck all those perfect people, to drink or not to drink, to think or not to think. Some choose to dismember your rise and your fall. And fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. Well, I'm not talking about you. Thank you. not the same. To swing or not to swing. Hell, he fills up the silence like a chalk on the wall. Fuck all those perfect people. To pray or not to pray. To sway or not to sway. Jesus died for something or nothing at all. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. I'm not talking about you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliqua, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific time, and that was... That was Chip Taylor and the New UK with Fuck All the Perfect People, you perfect people. All you fucking snitches. It's not that snitches get stitches, and snitches end up in ditches, and snitches end up being dead sons of bitches. You're gonna have to fucking stand it. See, they kind of pull back on the thing of fucking coming and just gonna come up to your house and just force their fucking way in and think they're gonna fucking give you a shot because they know they're coming for fucking war. And they know that we're ready for fucking war. We want this fucking shit over with so bad you don't even know. If you did, you'd be booking your ass the fuck out of this goddamn country. People are sick of you. Get that through your fucking head. We are fucking dead sick of your asses. And we're sick of you fucking punks that go along with this fucking shit. You're going to, okay, I'm afraid to go out in public because I'm going to be harassed by the maskers. Fuck you. Put that fucking mask through the other side of their fucking face. See how that fucking settles with them. And hey, you know what? That motherfucker tried to stop me from fucking my free travel. And I'm not going to argue this shit. I'm not going to, fuck this shit. Fucking boom de boom boom boom. When the war's on, the war's fucking on. You want fucking war? We'll give you fucking war. CDC chief says U.S. vaccine mandates may be set locally. Uh-oh, here we go. Your local Masonic lodge is going to fucking tell you what to fucking do. They're going to take over jurisdictional authority over you through their fucking businesses. This is from Bloomberg, and it was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Any mandates in the United States to require people to be vaccinated against COVID-19 will be set at the local level by companies. Are you listening to me? See, it's all coming to fucking out. You know, this is the great fucking revealing we talked about when we first started doing this. By companies. That's by some fucking prick that owns a fucking store. Is going to have some kind of authority over me. And institutions such as colleges fucking stop all the funding to them fucking colleges. They're in violation of our fucking law. They are violating the fucking ninth article. They are violating the whole fucking package of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the superior supreme law of we the people who are the superior supreme jurisdiction in this fucking country. That's what it's coming down to. You're not going to, don't let them talk you into like the, you know, like the guy commenting. No, they're not going to, we're not going to, the COVID, the vaccine, vaxxed work, versus the unvaxxed kind of shit. No. Because we're not going to just sit around and kill each other while you sit over there in your fucking fancy fucking suits and fucking eat caviar and sip champagne. Like I said, these fucking guys, they're naming the goddamn narcs walking your goddamn streets. What kind of, are you a fucking American or not? You better sit down and you call yourself a fucking American. You better go look in the fucking mirror. And you know that these, what I just read you, that these, they're fucking, they're $1 million snitches out on your fucking streets. The snitches, the rats, the scum are the fucking ones that you're supposed to fear. Are you afraid of fucking rats? Are you afraid of fucking snitches? If you are, then you fucking deserve to be left on your fucking knees at that fucking ditch ready for your fucking bullet through the back of your head. Any mandates in the U.S. will come from local one. Local, you know, you're the local son of a bitch down there that has no goddamn authority over you, has no jurisdictional authority over the, who thinks they can fucking, negate your fucking procedural due process rights, which cannot be fucking touched, which you are supposed to defend with your fucking life and your fucking gun. Got it? It may very well be that local businesses, listen, you hearing what I'm saying, people? Remember these pricks that were out there, oh, they shut my business down, everybody should come down here and protest and make them open my business up so I can use that license that makes me one of them. Because I put my mammon, forget your fucking rights. Once I get my mammon flowing again, fuck your fucking rights, man. I'm right in bed with those fucking goddamn, treasonous son of a bitch and god, Zionist fucking Jew motherfuckers. I'm gonna be a snitch for fucking money. A dollar for a collar. Try it, motherfuckers. Local jurisdictions, businesses, local jurisdictions. What local fucking jurisdictions? What are you talking about? What local jurisdiction do you have? It ain't a common law jurisdiction because you don't have a common law fucking court. And if it was a local jurisdiction, it would have to be a fucking common law jurisdiction because that's all that's allowed in this country. Per the 9th article, you never had the authority to ever fucking put anything else in here. You violated that 9th article when you put fucking D.C. in place. The District of Columbia, which was not the reason you hit. Anybody ever wonder why it's the District of Columbia and not a state? Well, you know, I think they took a part of Maryland and they made the district, because it's a military citadel. See, before that they had to go out on the ocean. They could not operate any fucking admiralty on our goddamn shores because they had no authority over we the people. All of this legislation, we legislate this and we did this act and we did that act, all fucking unlawful. You do not have the authority. We never gave you any such fucking authority. You sure as hell can't legislate something that violates the fucking supreme, superior jurisdictional law of this country, which is that fucking Bill of Rights. You can't. If you do, you're violating the law, and we have every right in the world to blow you right out of your fucking socks. We have every right to destroy you. Go ahead.
That's why they call it a district.
It's a district within a district within the District of Columbia, but they're getting ready. They want to change that. See, they want to make Washington, D.C. a state, and it's because they've already spread their fucking, the admiralty that is a violation of the law for it to be on our fucking land anywhere. It was a violation of them to create Washington, D.C. That violated the 9th article. The people should have stood then and said, no, by God, you're not bringing admiralty onto our fucking land. Never. The law of this land is fucking the common law of we the people. We are autonomous. We rule ourselves. You do not rule us. You have no authority over us. You stay in your fiduciary position. You try exercising the authority you don't have. We'll drag your ass into the common law court. See, that's why they had to get rid of the common law courts first. That was the first order of business. But hey, when you did that, man, you activated the other fucking clause, the second article. Because if you take away our fucking peaceful way of getting redress for our grievances, well, then we go on to our unpeaceful fucking way. You try to fucking push force on us, we push force back. And we push harder. Until we drive your asses into the fucking sea. And out to the 200 mile marker where your fucking admiralty, that now you're in your fucking jurisdiction, son of a bitch. Can you stay afloat? It's going to be locally, driven and not federally driven because the federal government, we can't do this as a federal government. I mean, they're even admitting it themselves. But, oh, but the local son of a bitch can. You know, it's not a power that could be delegated. So it's not a power. I can't fucking come and tell you what to fucking do at your house. It's like me walking over my neighbor's house and saying, I want you to put on a mask there, buddy, and you got any guns? Give me your guns. Yeah, just hand them over. Do I have the fucking authority to do that? Hell no, I don't. It's laughable to even consider it. Well, we're gonna find a way to get around that. Well, the only way around that is fucking straight into fucking gunfire, into the bullets, into the rain of bullets. So you people were willing to sacrifice your fucking life for communism, get fucking ready and let's get her done. Because I'm sure as hell willing to sacrifice my life for fucking freedom and liberty. I will put freedom and liberty above my life every fucking time, and there's a plenty of us out here that will. See, that's what this whole thing with, you know, the vaccinated and the threatening you and shit. They ain't got shit. They're lying when they say they got 50% vaccine. Or some say 60 and then 50 and then 30. You ain't got shit. You got the 12 to 20% of fucking ass-licking motherfuckers that will do anything they're told. I've talked many times about when my dad told me if you put a fucking plate of dog shit down at the fucking corner and put a sign there and said the government requires you to eat a spoonful of this shit before you pass this plate. How many people would get out and just eat their fucking shit and then go on about their fucking business? How many people would fucking run over the fucking thing and say, fuck you? Think about it. They're going to try and act like they're big. They're fucking goddamn, they're grouse. We've talked about it before. They'll put in a puff up like a fucking grouse and be 4, 5, 10 times bigger than that little chicken shit thing that's in the middle of all them feathers. And that's what they fucking are. They're all fucking feathers. But then when that fucking bullet hits them fucking feathers, man, shit flies. I'm here to tell you. Separately on Fox News Sunday, Walensky cited colleges and universities that may enforce vaccine mandates for students and that the cruise ship industry may also consider it for people about to embark on multi-day journeys at sea. Mandate. Where the hell? I mean, mandate. Show me that in the fucking goddamn law anywhere. A mandate. A mandate is you either do or you don't. And you remember when this whole thing started out? We can't force people to take vaccines. We understand that as a federal government. And I know you're not the federal government. You understand as a fucking occupying force that they get your ass shot off if you try it. So you're going to try and get fucking civilians. But that you're civilians, that's not me. I'm an American national. But you're gonna try and get your citizen subjects for some of that fucking shit money. You know, I've noticed that I watched it all along. You know, there was a time, and you go, goddamn, every time, I don't give a fuck what I'm getting. I'm pull out $5 bill. Everything's fucking, I mean, might as well get rid of the ones. And then it was the tens. Then it was the 20s. They're at the fucking hundreds now. To where that they're trying to get you to accept that $100 bill is worthless. It's fucking amazing. I mean, with this gassing, this phony ass gas right now, people, we are fucking pumping raw crude out of this fucking country at the highest rate of anywhere in the world. Number one exporters, this fucking United States right now, where you're paying $4 a gallon for fucking gas. Did you really get any money from them, son of a bitches? How long will it take to eat? If they gave you, say, some people got, you know, quite a bit because they had kids, but even say you got $3,000 or $4,000, how long will it take to eat it up when that gas is $5 a fucking gallon? They get it right back, don't they? What you actually got is the same gas you would have bought anyway, and you just handed the money back over to the fucking corporations because this is a corporate welfare state you live in. Corporate welfare. Fair state. And these are the son of a bitches that yell the loudest, just like a snot face fucking Steve Moore. And then the rest of these motherfuckers, they've been on there day after day. Hey, if we could, you know, take away this unemployment thing, because that guy's sitting on a fucking $1 billion, and if you weren't giving that guy that $300 a week, he could be making me fucking, another extra $1,000 a week, and I could pay him fucking a quarter of what he's getting for fucking not fucking being my slave. If you just fucking, hey, you know what, just consider it annuities. You're taking our fucking resources. You ain't sending us shit. We've worked and we fucking paid our own fucking way. You ain't sending us fucking, you ain't giving us shit. Give us our goddamn money. It's our fucking resources, you motherfuckers. You never took it through a fucking due process of the law, because that would take an individual. And there's never been one fucking case. Not one. When they took the gold back in 1933, did they go to each individual and did an individual file a claim against the other individual in their individual capacity and then go to court? And was there a ruling from a fucking common law jury that you had to hand your gold over to that other person? Wouldn't they have to have some kind of damage done to them? Or, you know, the corpus delicti? Wouldn't there have to be a victim to be paid? Well, there's no victim to be paid. It's just, you just give it to the government. How fucking... I almost did it again, didn't I? Almost did it again, but I'm not going to do it again. Because we're not that fucking stupid. Just keep pushing. That's all I can tell you, man. I'll keep up here every day, you know. I mean, I don't even know that I got to point any... If I got to point this out to you, man, you need to fucking, I don't know, sit down and read a book. You read a fucking... Read the website. Read something. And fucking, I mean, read the Bill of Rights. Just read the Bill of Rights and see what don't jive with it. I mean, just in your own experience in life. It's just like the asset forfeiture. Asset forfeiture, where they don't have to charge you. They don't have to follow no, they don't have to give you procedural due process, just like old Trumpy wanted to take your guns. They don't have to give you due process. They take your fucking money and don't even charge you, and you can't get it back because you'd have to go through one of their fucking administrative admiralty star chamber courts, and they're splitting the fucking money up, people. Some people have it as states have it as a part of their budget. Well, you guys got to get out there and you got to take from the people without fucking due process of the law this many dollars to make the fucking budget. They're doing it. They tell you. Our state wouldn't survive if we couldn't just pull the people over and take their goddamn money without due process of the law. It's just incredible. And yet it goes on. And I guess it'll go on until they'll get everybody they can around the edges. The fucking people who would just roll over, but fucking I ain't rolling over. And if you roll over, man, may your grandchildren, they will. I mean, if they can get away from the whip long enough, if they can get to where you're fucking buried, they will piss on your fucking grave. Like we ought to go back and piss on our fucking fathers and grandfathers' fucking graves for leaving us in this situation. They were supposed to protect our future. They were supposed to protect our Bill of Rights. They were supposed to put their lives between the fucking goddamn people who would put tyranny upon us and our fucking freedom and liberty. That was their duty. And they failed in their duty. And they left it on a single fucking generation. My kids will take it. Look at your grandchildren. Do you want them out there bloodied? I mean, fucking, or you want somebody raping your little granddaughter or your fucking grandson or turning your grandson in school without your fucking, knowledge? You want them to turn him into a fucking girl? You want to turn the little girls into little boys? Yeah, that makes you as sick as they are, at least, but mainly it makes you a fucking coward. I'm sorry to say it, and I'm not sorry to say it. If you let this shit go on, you're a fucking coward. I mean, I may die fucking today or tomorrow or the next day, but I'm not letting this shit go on. They're not doing this to me. They're not going to violate the fucking law. The law belongs to me. I'm an individual free sovereign. I was born naturally with that law in place. And it is my fucking duty to fucking enforce it. And if I don't, I'm a goddamn coward and I'm dooming my goddamn children. Like I was doomed. Because our forefathers didn't fucking take care of this shit when it would have been a whole lot easier. They let it go. It's all that. I think that should be the American motto. And I think it always has been. Never do today what you can put off until tomorrow. And maybe you won't even have to do it at all. Maybe you'll leave it to your children to fucking take the bullets. Will we not even defend our old people and our children in this country anymore? Is that how fucking low we've sunk? at the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And hey man, ask yourself those fucking questions. Is that what it has come to? We don't have the fucking balls to defend our children? We don't have the balls to defend our old people, the infirm, the people who can't defend themselves? Hell, we won't even defend ourselves. You'll go pull your fucking sleeve up and take the death shot. Maybe you want out of here that bad. Goddamn, if you're going to die, wouldn't you want to fucking take one of the cocksuckers who killed you with you? At least one? Or as many as possible? What kind of fucking people's out there? That is the word from the trenches.